Hello, everyone. Welcome to the February 21st, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 21st to February 28th and beyond? Mars is now in Scorpio, its own sign, where it will pretty much stay for the next 7 months. While in Scorpio, Mars teams up with Saturn. Both Mars and Saturn are classed as natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. As we might expect, two malefics in one sector of the heavens for an extended period of time is a major astrology energy pattern, which will be a defining influence on a large part of 2016. Mars is the planet of action. It is strong in its own sign, Scorpio. Scorpio is one of the power signs, a sign fascinated with acquiring and using power. Mars in Scorpio, as the planet of action in the sign of power, is courageous and intent on getting results. But Saturn is here too. Saturn is the planet of restriction and delay, and of harsh realities. Saturn is sort of the opposite of Mars. The combination results in a lot of tension and stress. It's great for making prolonged, determined efforts, but can become really nasty when it runs into opposition. Saturn plus Mars in Scorpio can be ruthless, unscrupulous about achieving its goals. It's important to be prepared for the effects this combination will have on your own life. What sort of results you get depends on how the Mars-Saturn combo affects your own Vedic astrology birth chart. Therefore, I will now analyze some of the possible outcomes of this pattern for each of the 12 sidereal rising signs. If you have an Aries rising chart, Mars and Saturn are together in your 8th house. This is a rather problematic placement, since one of the significations of the 8th house is things we shouldn't do, that is, clandestine activities, which could result in humiliation. The 8th house is also long-term problems. Saturn is the planet of duration, and Mars is the planet of destruction. So, be careful you don't engage in activities that could have destructive long-term consequences. On another level, the 8th house is financial arrangements with others. The Mars-Saturn combination can produce difficulties with joint finances. For Taurus rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 7th house, the house of the opposite person. This is not a good combination for any one-on-one relationships. If that opposite person is your spouse, then your marriage will be going through a rough period. The 7th house is also the direct enemy, who will be empowered by this combination. Remember, planets transiting in the 7th house are opposed to the 1st house, which represents yourself. So, not a good time to be engaged in a battle, which you may lose. If you are a Gemini rising person, the Mars-Saturn combination transits in your 6th house. The 6th house is your job and place of employment. Relationships in this area, such as with co-workers or any employees, will be rather bumpy for the next several months. Health is another area covered by this sector of the chart. Mars is the planet of infections and injuries. Saturn is the planet of longevity. Be careful of getting sick. Any sickness or health problem will be hard to get rid of. Two malefic planets transiting in your sixth house of struggle and difficulty are bound to bring problems and conflicts into your life. But the Mars-Saturn combination also gives you the energy to solve those problems. Cancer rising people have Mars and Saturn transiting in their fifth house, the house of romance, creativity, and children. Two malefics together in this part of the chart is not going to be helpful for romance. You may be determined to have one, but your advances are not appreciated. Your child will be more difficult and defiant than usual. If you can channel the energy into a specific project, this combination may help you in your creative efforts. For Leo rising, Mars is with Saturn in your fourth house, the sector of the chart that represents your home and domestic activities. Two malefic planets here are not conducive to a peaceful, harmonious home life. Tension and stress are more likely the scenario. On the other hand, if there is some home improvement project that needs doing, this may be the time to do it. Saturn is the planet of structure. Mars is the planet of tools. The fourth house is also the foundation of the chart, stability, security, and inner happiness. The combination of Mars and Saturn in this part of your chart can make you feel threatened, impelling you to lash out to defend yourself. If you are Virgo rising, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your third house, the house of skills and talents, initiative and efforts. Mars with Saturn is great for forceful action, so this transit helps you in your efforts for pushing a project forward. But it's a cruel combination in the third house of familiar people, and you run the danger of alienating third house people, namely siblings, close relatives, and neighbors, by your no-holds-barred ambition. For Libra rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your second house, where the double malefic combination is ominous for the family front. Malefics in the second house also tend to create problems for your personal finances. Mars is action, Saturn is obligation. A family obligation forces you to spend some of your money. Mars is the planet of aggression, affecting your second house of speech, along with Saturn, the planet of restriction. This is a pressure cooker type of combination, which can lead you to speak harshly, using words that inflict pain on others. Mars and Saturn are transiting in the ascendant for Scorpio rising people, where the forceful energy of this combination makes you willing to take on tasks that you might otherwise want to avoid. But be careful you don't go overboard. This powerful planetary pattern can be especially cruel and ruthless in the house of self-manifestation. From this position, Mars and Saturn are opposing your seventh house of one-on-one relationships, making interactions with others much more problematic for satisfactory results, except, that is, for overcoming your direct enemy. For Sagittarius rising people, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your 12th house. Two malefics transiting in your house of the subconscious makes you fearful and anxious. Mars is the planet of attack. When Mars transits in your 12th house of hidden action, it can manifest as an attack from an unknown hidden enemy. In other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Saturn adds a layer of persistence. The troublemaker is especially hard to deal with. The 12th house is the house of loss. Malefics transiting in this sector of your chart can bring unexpected expense and losses. If you are Capricorn rising, Mars and Saturn are transiting in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, friends and associates, gains and accomplishments. Vedic astrology presumes that natural malefic planets transiting in the 11th house helps to spur your ambition and thereby generate greater accomplishment. But two malefics in the house of associates tends to cause problems with your friends and potential deterioration to friendships. Mars and Saturn are transiting in the 10th house for Aquarius rising charts, affecting your house of career, business, and actions in community. Malefic transits in this part of the chart encourage bad behavior in public places. This is the house of reputation, so better be careful you don't become notorious. Otherwise, Mars, planet of aggression, plus Saturn, planet of endurance, can be helpful for beating down an opponent to your business or helping you in a professional competition. And finally, Pisces rising people have Mars and Saturn transiting in their 9th house of good fortune, higher learning, and long-distance journeys. Vedic astrology understands that natural malefics in this sector of the chart encourage tapas. That's a Sanskrit term for undergoing hardship for the sake of reward. So, if you have some difficult task in front of you requiring hard work and sacrifice, this would be the time to set forth with the aim of eventually getting a payoff. Malefics in this part of your chart, though, are problematic for relations with ninth house people, your father, your priest, or guru. This would not be a favorable time for a long-distance journey. The combination of Mars and Saturn will be affecting other signs and houses due to the energy broadcast through the aspects of these two planets. All of the fixed signs are especially impacted, in other words, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. So if you have planets or important points in any of these signs in your chart, you are more likely to experience adverse circumstances due to this double transit. Okay, that's it for this week. The topic of Mars and Saturn will be coming up for the next several months, so no doubt I'll be talking more about it. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.